My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Not too far down the road, Browns will be in Greenbrier opening up training camp. Then they'll be in Berea doing training camp. And then before you know it, preseason football games. Just love those. And a season of optimism on its way for the Browns. I think that's fair to say. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy today, Dan Menigan, in for Baskin. Taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. Mr. James Bridges. James, good to have you with us today. Appreciate that. This is a season full of optimism for the Browns. Leave it to Menigan to come up with something. You know, what if this happens? This could be awful. But you're right. And
you know, at least Baskin usually throws me a blanket before he throws me under the bus. So at least I'm warm down there.
Yep. But what you're going to talk about, what you're bringing up, is something that I think if we look at last season a little more critically, might make your thought even more realistic and maybe even a bigger issue. And your issue involves the defense.
Right. So I don't think this is negative. I think this is realistic. And if you want to frame it a different direction, whatever. What if the Browns defense takes a half step back? And by that, I mean not be the number one overall, unbelievable, you can't beat this defense. And instead is like fifth, which I don't think is a crazy thing to say. And I don't think any of us would call any kind of disappointment, because the Browns defense last year was absolutely insane. I mean, between the turnovers, the takeaways, the sacks, the fact that nobody could get any plays over except the occasional explosive play that would get over somebody's head that everybody would get really angry about. But outside of that, and especially in the regular season, locked down. You, between the secondary being able to lock down these receivers so they couldn't get open, and the line being able to get to quarterbacks, right?
Well, I'm going to debate that point with you in a second.
So I don't even know if you'll have to, because I think this argument kind of makes itself. So this is courtesy. Warren Sharp every year puts out the Sharp Football Preview. It's a wonderful guide to get you ready for the season, and this is straight out of the Browns chapter that he does of the football preview. The Browns were able to pull off close wins in close games last year. They were 5-0 in games decided by a field goal or less, and 6-2 in one possession games. Their expected win total, exclusively on point differential, was 9.4. So by the amount of points that they scored versus gave up, they should have won 9.4 games instead of 11 last year, which means luck played into this a little bit. and five and
always does for every team.
Correct.
Okay.
The defense last year faced the following quarterbacks: Joe Burrow in his first game off the calf injury, Trevor Lawrence in the first game after dealing with the high ankle sprain, Case Keenum, Davis Mills instead of C.J. Stroud, Clayton Tune instead of Kyler Murray, Jake Browning instead of Joe Burrow, and Kenny Pickett, he faced Kenny Pickett twice, who's been traded, Justin Fields, who was traded, and Russell Wilson, who was cut.
So much for the Super Bowl parade.
So, no. Again, you could call this negative.
No, Dan.
Or you could just lay this out in front of you.
What that is realistic.
Yeah. And just call it reality, which is kind of what I'm doing with this stuff. They, again, 5-0 in games decided by a field goal. They were number one in field goal luck, not thanks to just to Dustin Hopkins, but to opposing kickers missing 2.3 more field goals than expected. Again, according to Warren Sharp, Sharp Football. Again, all of this stuff is just variance that's on the outside. It's all those luck elements that everybody hates to, you know, thinks that luck is some kind of an insult, but it's a reality. If that defense that was locked down and number one becomes fifth, what does this look like?
All right, let me throw this one at you. You just said the defense was number one locked down last year.
Yes.
In one category in particular, yards allowed per game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a huge category. However, the Browns were 14th in points allowed per game. So middle of the pack. They allowed 21.3 points per game. Which one means more to you? What means more, yards allowed or points allowed? To me, points allowed is the way to go because but there are other factors involved. Sometimes, you know, your offense will turn the ball over, but that happens with everybody. Clearly, it was difficult to gain yardage against the Browns. 270 yards per game allowed. That was terrific. But they did allow average kind of number of points. 14th in the NFL out of 32 teams. So basically in the middle of the pack. Is the defense overrated because of the yardage figure? And the reality, the real figure you should look at is the points allowed?
Typically, it doesn't, and again, I might not be football analytics smart enough for what I'm about to say, and if I am, please call up and correct us at 216-474-0092 or send us a tweet at CLE Talking Heads.
You said correct us. I think they'd just be correcting you at this
right,
point.
Right, or correct. Yeah. Good point. Correct
Thanks.
Me.
Thanks a lot.
Don't yards typically turn into points?
Well, no, because they didn't have a lot of yards, yet they gave up a lot of points.
Well, explain
that correlation to me.
Well,
that's a kind of an odd thing.
So that would be turnovers. That would be where some of the turnover margin comes in,
okay.
Where it comes in for fumbles, INTs, that kind of stuff. Missed field goals play into a chunk of that, too.
I get all that. It's just, I mean, you can say those things, which are valid, all day long. It happens for every NFL team.
Right.
And I'm not saying the defense, you know, was mediocre because I think it's good. I do. But I do think it's interesting. They were number one in yards allowed, fewest per game, but middle of the pack in points. So I don't know that it's truly the number one defense in the NFL when you're giving up more points than, you know,
well, but it, and
13
some of that,
teams.
And some of that, too, if you're playing the season back, right? When you were in the P.J. Walker, Dorian Thompson Robinson, this is a broken offense section of the season, right?
That's a rough thing.
You had a good amount of interceptions, and you also were running into, you know, a lot of very, very close games that were low scoring because of how mm-hmm. much you were having to ride that defense. In the third section of the season, because I feel like the season broke down into a three-act play. The third section of the season, the Joe Flacco side, there were so many interceptions that came with the touchdowns. And they were scoring at such a quick rate because they were hitting those explosive plays on top of the interceptions that I think that may play into exactly what you're saying. Where they're middle in the pack in points, but some of that was based on the ability of the offense.
Without question, right. But it's kind of that way with every team. I mean, there are always things that play into whatever it is. Let's just go bottom line. Bottom line is they gave up 21.3 points per game, which was 14th in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean
that's a fact. And every team has, oh, well, they missed a field goal and had great field position and blah, 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 blah. Every team has that.
But it seems like the Browns have more of that than other teams did.
Okay.
You know?
That's fine. I'm not knocking the defense. I think it's good.
Knocking the defense.
No, I know you're not. Let's get back to your original point, though. If the defense isn't number one in yardage and gives up 21 points a game again, can this team thrive? That's why your offense needs to be loaded with skill position players, and your offensive line better be good. And most importantly, as we go back to point A on this entire season, your quarterback has to play and play well.
Yes.
But because I don't expect the defense to be the number one defense in the NFL this year. I don't.
And you shouldn't. If history has proven anything to us in the NFL, it's that defenses are kind of fluid. That it's understandable that you have defenses that then take that half step back and then would take another half step back and then would take a full step forward. And like they're kind of fluid back and forth, no matter how you kind of parcel this out. That's just how it worked. Like the Rams defense was unbelievable. They took a step back. The Broncos defense under the year with Peyton Manning won his last Super Bowl. Their defense won the Super Bowl. That Peyton Manning kind of kept the train on the tracks. That defense won the Super Bowl. Then that defense took a step back. Like, that's how the NFL works. That's how all of this stuff is built. And I wonder, if that takes a step back, what does this look like? And is the offense good enough to subside what the defense does if they take their, again, fifth, sixth, instead of the best defense in football lighting the world on fire?
What I would expect out of this team for next year is actually pretty simple. I don't think the defense will be quite as good as it was, because that's a lot to ask for. You know, number one in yardage and everything else, and it doesn't mean it can't be. And number two, I think the defense will, though it might take a little step back, might not. I think the offense will be better. Remember, the key thing for this defense, and I hate to just point to one game because but when you get to the playoffs, that's what it's all about. Defense allowed 24 points in the first half to Houston. Now, the 45 points, we know what happened. Flacco threw a couple of interceptions, returned for touchdowns.
Right.
But they allowed 24 points in the first half.
Right.
That was the game right there. Flacco sealed the deal with a couple of pick sixes, but they allowed 24 points in the first half. And that put the Browns offense in a bad spot, and Flacco made a couple of bad passes. But when the defense had to come up big last year, it didn't. Against a rookie quarterback. Can't argue that point, right?
No, you can't, but it feels like one of those arguments that needs context to it of like, you know, yes, at that point in the season, yes, CJ Stroud is considered a rookie quarterback, but boy, that kid didn't play like a rookie quarterback for a good chunk of that season. I mean, he looked on a different world. He looked far from a rookie quarterback, and folks, especially when we got to that point.
Dan Menigan is making excuses for the Browns defense. I didn't expect to hear this. And he's concerned about what might happen with that defense this year. Shame on you for making excuses for the defense. Shame on you.
Somebody's got a cover for Jim Schwartz around here.
216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
This segment brought to you by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free, plus pay nothing with zero interest for two full years. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
It was one of the most impressive things about the Browns last season. It was a defense led by Jim Schwartz in year number one as coordinator that did a really nice job of holding other teams down. 270 yards per game allowed. That was 19.6 yards per game better than any other team in the National Football League. And that was the Kansas City Chiefs. When it came to points, not so much. 21.3 allowed, middle of the pack, 14th in the NFL. Menigan thinks, what if that doesn't work this year? What if the defense isn't as good as it was? And I think that's a fair point to talk about. I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's in for Baskin today.
I'm not trying to be negative. I'm thinking of more being like realistic and just looking at valid points to talk about.
Yeah.
And just like looking at the history of the NFL and the way that defenses go, it's typically not you know, okay, take last year's defense and hit control C, control V, beautiful, let's do it again. It typically doesn't go that way. And a lot of that has to do with like fumble luck, interception luck, pick six luck, a lot of different things that are involved in that. You know, it's not just like, oh my gosh, my defense isn't as good as it once was. It's like, well, yeah, luck has to play in some of it. Some of it is quarterback luck, who you're going against versus, you know, a lot of other things that are taking place there. And I'm trying to take nothing away from the Browns defense when I say this. It's just one of those where I look at this defense and everybody's going, oh my gosh, this defense is going to be unbelievable. It's like, I don't think we should look at this and go, yes, it's going to be the same thing it was last year and let's go. Instead, I go, I wonder if the defense is going to take a half a step back. And I wonder if the offense cannot be clunky, broken for six games, and then kind of this hybrid, you know, kind of fixed. We're relying on Joe Flacco. And if he throws a pick, who cares? As long as he completes two other passes for 40 yards or more.
The thing that's interesting to me, I don't expect the defense to be quite as good as it was. Maybe it will be, but I don't expect.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Expected to pay, to take a major step back. Jeff's in University Heights. Hi, Jeff.
How are you, Jeff?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Mittigan, you and I are on the same track. I've been saying it since the offseason. I thought the Browns defense was slightly overrated last year. When you look at those stats, and, you know, you can't argue they are what they are. However, when you look at the quarterbacks that they played, you had a injured Joe Burrow. You had Kenny Can't Pick It twice. I look at last season, the only good quarterback that they faced that they were somewhat successful against was Brock Purdy. This year, right off the rip, you got Rain Dakota. Then you got Jalen Hurts. You got Tua. You got Trevor Lawrence. You got Justin Herbert, you got Lamar twice, Burrow twice, and 15.
The schedule's unfair.
And so this defense is going to slip. They're not, put it this way, if they're number one this year, then they've really got something. But I don't see it, but I do see some improvement in the offense because, unlike a lot of people, I think Deshaun Watson is going to have going to ball out this year. But the defense is going to slip, and that's why I'm only looking at a 9-8 season this year, which I hope I'm wrong about.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
As funny as it sounds, Jeff, I mean, that's kind of what Vegas is saying too. I mean, Vegas, any book that you look at has the Browns at 8.5 wins. That's the number. It's 8.5. Every book that you take a gander at, it's 8.5. And it has been heavily bet. The over has been heavily bet for the Browns, but not heavily bet enough that it's moving because it's staying right there at 8.5.
I would think the defensive line is going to be better than it's been. And I say that because...
Wow, that's a high bar.
Yeah, I know. It's back. And I think in that situation, it's helpful to have some continuity. It's back. I think Alex Wright will take a step. At least I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your opportunity. I think that's an opportunity for individual growth. I don't know if you're going to get a whole lot of individual growth on the other guys, unless it's maybe Siaki Ika. You bring in Mike Hall. You know, so you have some young guys that you're trying to bring into this mix so that you probably don't have to go out and play free agent du jour every year or even bringing back the guys you had last year.
When you
but
can save cash.
I think it could be really good.
I think the D-line could be good as well. The questions I've got for it is, okay, so you're bringing back now a, what, 33-year-old Za'Darius Smith who was banged up a tiny bit last season and has had – I love Za'Darius Smith. As a person, he's awesome. But as a pass rusher, he's awesome as well. He's just getting older and has an injury history behind him. So you're relying on that one. And yes, Isaiah McGuire is another one you could point to. Maybe you get a step up from a couple of those other guys, and you should start to develop defensive line talent so that you're not perpetually playing the, you know, free agent du jour game, so you could save money so that when you are, you know, again, this cap is a full-blown cap. This isn't the NBA. It's like, no, if you go over this, you're toast. So you have to find different ways. You have to be able to develop players because it's the only way that you can pay your good players and then still manage to stay under the cap.
Marcus is in Aurora. Hi, Marcus.
What's up, Marcus?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, you got Vrabel in here as on the staff now, and they even said the Browns were going to be playing some zone defense and more zone defense because I think teams kind of figured them out last year. So they might have some issues early in the season, especially if they're going to start playing more combo coverages. And you got to remember that Vrabel coached for Belichick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Belichick, they said he never ran the same defensive look twice in a game, even if it worked the one time. So I think by the end of the year, the defense could be even better than last year. What do you guys think about that?
Possible, Marcus. You know, it really is. I know the way numbers work in the NFL. I know the way things go year to year in the NFL. The chances of the Browns once again leading the league in fewest yards allowed are slim. Doesn't mean they can't be good. I would love to see them improve the points per game allowed. I mean, if you don't give up points, it makes it easier to win. I know that's stupid, but it's...
You know, I thought those rudimentary points tend to be forgotten from time to time.
Well, if I had to pick one category to lead the league in, it wouldn't be yards. It would be points.
Yeah. But again, points also take into mind that you throw a whole bunch of pick sixes. So your defense could be better than the points allowed are, you know, accounting for.
True, but other teams, again, do the same thing.
And threw less pick sixes, though. But yeah, you know, you can always move stats into saying what you want them to if you put caveats along or along the line. So, again, I'm not trying to be negative, and I get what Marcus was saying there of like, hey, they're... You know, maybe going to do a little bit more. They're going to have some curveballs off the fastball, change up off the fastball, all of that kind of stuff. That's fine. I just don't know how it gets better. If anything, the mix of schedule, again, as of paper, on paper, right now, The mix of schedule, the mix of the offenses they're going to face, and the mix with the fact that defenses are fickle, to use just a fun word to say, they're going to take a half step back. And is the offense good enough to cover up for that half step that the defense may take back? And that comes back to the ultimate question with the Cleveland Browns, which is, I have no expectations for Deshaun Watson this season. I can't fundamentally work my brain into some level of an expectation.
Well, I don't know how you could.
Right. And any expectation that you would have, I think, is just hope-based. It's prayer. It's all of those things of like, I have no hard evidence because the best version of my quarterback hasn't been seen in 4 years.
And we'll do this in the days ahead because, by golly, Brown season starting.
We got time, baby.
You could make the argument that the Browns have the worst quarterback situation in the division. And I know Russell Wilson is in Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah, but he's there for $1 million for a year.
I know.
Give it out of that puppy in a second.
I know. That, And even though he played last year and wasn't great in Denver, he played last year.
Right.
Which puts him one up on our guy.
Yeah. And then I don't mind. Again, I thought it was smart when they picked up Justin Field. I thought Justin Fields was a great just flyer.
It was a no-brainer
to take. Yeah.
Especially for what they paid for him.
Absolutely. So I don't know if it's... The problem is that the ceiling is still the highest of all the guys that you said with Deshaun Watson. Like, I still can see some form of that ceiling that was once there, which is way higher than you could probably say the ceiling is maybe a little higher than Joe Burrow, and I like Joe Burrow a lot, but like...
I don't think it's higher than Joe Burrow, and I don't think it's higher than Lamar Jackson.
Ooh. You may need to go back and watch yourself some 2020 tape, my friend.
Oh, he was really good. I know, but as you said, you just said two things. 4 years ago in 2020.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a long time in the NFL.
But if we're calling that the ceiling, and if we believe that that's still within view, which is an argument for another day, that's probably higher than Joe Burrow.
I find that one tough to digest. Same with Lamar Jackson. I know they're very different styles of quarterback. And I think Deshaun can throw the ball better than Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
But I find that one hard to swallow. We'll talk about that coming up.
I've written that down.
Let me make a note.
Yeah.
Talk about later.
But it's just one of those things where I think Browns fans are continuing to look at this and just go, okay, this defense is going to be elite. And whatever happens with the offense happens with the offense. And I don't think they should look at it that way. And I'm not trying to scare people. I'm not trying, you know, any of that stuff. I'm just saying, like, hey, this is the reality of football. Like, again, the Broncos Super Bowl defense took a step back the next year. The Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense of 2020 took a step back the next year. Like, you can look at all of this and see that they all take a step back the year after being great. And if the Browns defense takes a step back from where it was, not saying it's going to be bad, still saying it's going to be excellent, just not all world, how do you feel about that? Are you worried about that? Is that a thought that crosses your mind? And does it make your margin of victory smaller?
We'll talk a little defense with Chris Easterling. He covers the Browns for the Beacon Journal, and he's next here on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.